Can you talk a little bit about the potential clinical advantages of Abraxane and how specifically they might be useful in lung cancer patients?
I think the particular uses are that in the phase 3 trial that was done in breast cancer, there was a lower rate of grade 4 neutropenia, which was statistically significant. I think also in that trial that there is a higher response rate and time to tumor progression, showing increased efficacy over standard formulation of paclitaxel in breast cancer. I think that the efficacy data in breast cancer is very intriguing to us. I think there could be a potential toxicity benefit. Obviously, patients with lung cancer many times have cardiopulmonary disease, incidence of febrile neutropenia could be potentially life-threatening or infection. And so a lower rate of myelosuppression would be a significant advantage. I think we're also intrigued that there was increased efficacy in the breast cancer literature and seeing if that potentially may exist in non-small cell lung cancer. I think the other avenue that we're interested in exploring is small cell lung cancer. In our phase 1 trial, we saw some very nice responses in patients who had been previously treated for small cell lung cancer. One patient, even in the third line setting, after they'd received a platinum in the first line setting and a taxane in the second line setting. The advantage of a carboplatinum Abraxane combination in small cell would be, of course, a reduction in the febrile neutropenia, because our current treatments of cisplatin and can have a significant incidence of febrile neutropenia of approximately 5%. Also, I think if we can give carboplatinum Abraxane every 3 weeks, it would be a significant improvement over the current cisplatinum and etoposide days 1 through 3 or carboplatinum and etoposide days 1 through 3 as far as patient convenience.
How much of an advantage do you think it is to be able to avoid premedication and allergic reactions?
I think that's a significant advantage. We know that the hypersensitivity reactions occur in standard formulation paclitaxel around 3%. And these can be a significant event to the patient and also can be sometimes life-threatening. The premedication also makes it somewhat cumbersome, and that some patients do have diabetes and get hyperglycemia related to the dexamethasone. Also, the standard formulation paclitaxel requires a 3-hour infusion, and Abraxane only requires a 30-minute infusion, so it could make the visit more efficient for the patient as well. I think the infusion-related reactions we've all grown very accustomed to managing, I don't think that most of us could, if we could avoid them, would, because, I mean, they are a significant event to the patient and could potentially life-threatening.